This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 13. A touching power. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 5. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Many of us have difficult personal situations and histories that we cannot escape or change. And we'd really like it to be otherwise. Somehow this woman, who was, in effect, dying for 12 years in her helpless condition, trusted that if she just touched Jesus' clothes, she would be made well. Sure enough, she did, and she was healed. But then it seemed she became worried. Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Maybe she worried that Jesus would scold her for taking his power without asking, or that she would be in trouble for touching his cloak because she was unclean, or even that Jesus might take back her healing since she didn't get permission. She came forward, though, and told Jesus the whole truth. And instead of fulfilling any of her fears, he addressed her personally as daughter, and reassured her with holy compassion and a word of peace. Notice again that contamination and defilement did not flow to Jesus, making him unclean. Rather, power and healing flowed from Jesus to the woman, making her whole and clean. Though we tend to think that disease, death, and destruction have the upper hand, it's good to remember that Jesus has come to reverse that notion. He has authority and power over the realities of our lives that we cannot change. Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, for the healing that you bring to our lives. I cannot fix or heal myself, but I'm learning that you have the power to bring life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.